Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Beis. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph. Mahu Tzuras Pesach. What's considered a Tzuras Pesach? Because what is the structure of a Tzuras HaPesach? So, Kana Mikan. You have one side post on one side and another one on the other side. So, facing each other. Two side posts. The Kana Agavayan. And you have a third rod placed over them. So you have like two upright rods or side posts with a third rod placed over them. And they extend from one to the other horizontally. And this creates the form of a doorway. And that's what's called a Tzuras Pesach. Tzuras Pesach, Tzuras HaPesach, whatever you want to call it. And he continues on the Shulchan Aruch, afilu eino nogea behen ela sheyesh b'neim kama amos. And it works even if the kane on top, the rod on top, does not actually touch the side post, the rods on the side, the upright rods. Ela sheyesh b'neim kama amos. It could be a area of a number of amos between the top of the side post and the cross beam and the rod going across. But the condition is, even if the side posts, the kun is on the side, do not reach the kun on top, does not reach the crossbeam on top. Minimally, the side posts and the rods, the kunim that are erect on the sides, have to be at least 10 tefachim of height. V'yu mechuvanim keneged kana ha'elyon. And this is a key requirement that the side posts have to directly be beneath the crossbeam above. So if you had like a plumb line that came down from the crossbeam, it would hit the kana below. Otherwise, right, it would hit the side post below, even though it doesn't touch it, but it'd have to be directly below, so if there was some direct projection below, it would hit the kana below. That is critical to have a valid Tzuras HaPesach, otherwise you do not have a Tzuras HaPesach. This is all going to be spelled out right now in the Mishnah Berurah. Kana mikan mikan. So you have two side posts. Afilu echa gavoa mechavero harbe. Even if one of them is much higher than the other one, as long as it has its requisite 10 tefachim, it's a valid kana on the side. It's a valid side post. V'hakana ha'elyon munach b'shipua. And you can have the crossbeam above actually coming across downward on a slope, on an angle. It can come down on an angle. Now, if you look at the Shaar HaTzion, he points to a Rabbi Akiva Eiger who says that if this kana ha'elyon, if the crossbeam on top is at a serious angle, if it's a serious angle going from one crossbeam down to the other one, then Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mistapik, maybe that type of shipua, that type of slant downwards would not satisfy the requirement of a Tzuras HaPesach. But he has that as a suffix. But clearly, a shtickle slant downwards in the crossbeam is fine, provided, of course, that the kana above is directly above the kanas on the side. Samech Aleph, the kana agabeit. So you have this kana on top, the crossbeam on top. V'hu adin al yidei chavalim. And this does not have to be a rod. It could be even made out of some type of cord or rope or string. And we're going to see coming up, it could even be a gemi. A gemi is a type of grass reed that they used to use as string. And that also will be fine. Sif katan samech beiz, achilu eina nogeya behen. So the kane on top does not, going across, does not have to actually touch the top of the side post. It's helpful, especially if you're dealing with a string or something like that, or anything like that, in order to make sure that that is directly above it, so it's a good idea to have it attached to it on top, but it's not necessary as long as they are directly above or below one another, depending on what you're talking about. If it's talking about the side beam, then it has to be directly below the kind of above. If it's talking about the upper beam, the cross beam, it has to be directly above the side posts, the side cunas. What's the reason why the side cunas, the side posts, do not have to mamish reach the cross beam above, the cunna above? The Arminan good asik, because we say the principle of good asik, where not only do the mechitzes rise, but also the cunas also will rise up. The akunim olim anachevel, it will reach up to the cord that is going across. Obviously, this chevel would have to be tied to something else above, so that it will stay there in that position. So they have to be directly below or above one another in order for the cross beam above and the side post below to form that tzuras haPesach. This means to say that the two side posts, you mechuvanim mamish, they have to be positioned exactly neged hakana, directly below the upper kana, what we're calling the cross beam, below meruchak mimenu, and it can't be at a distance from it. What do you mean a distance? Meaning at a distance from it, it could be at a distance height-wise from it, but it can't. It has to be afilu kol shehu, even a little bit off. If that crossbeam is a little bit off, not directly above the kana below, even by a little bit, if it's off, it's a little bit to the side of it, it's not going to be a good tzuras haPesach. V'afilu im kana, so guys who are making an Erev, mamash have to like draw plumb lines, they have to have these they could use these laser things that could obviously also do it, like they would be shooting up exactly, you know that it's directly above it, the string is directly above the kana. V'afilu im kana echa loya mechuvan kinegdo, El rachok kol shehu pasul. Even if one kana out of the two was not directly below the kana above, the crossbeam above, el rachok, but a little bit to the side of it, shtikel kol shehu, it will be pasul. But Tom, what's the reason? Da'afilu neima good asik, because even if you can say good asik, halo yeah kana elyon minatzad. If you say good asik, if it's not directly above it, so then guess what's going to happen? The mechitza is going to shoot up, and the kana on the side is going to shoot up, and the kana above is not going to be above it. It's going to be to the side of it. V'lo mahani, it's not going to work. Ukilakami, that's not going to be a tzuras haPesach. That would be a pretty messed up tzuras haPesach. V'im shnei hakanim shalamata eina mechuvanim zekenegetzet. Now, what happens if you have the two kanim below on the side, meaning the two side posts, they're not directly across from each other. They're sort of like, you know, on a diagonal from each other. Let's say you have big poles, and you want to attach to these big poles sticks to be your kana on the side. And when you put these sticks as your kana on each of these big, you know, telephone poles or whatever, they're not directly across from each other. One of them is further along on the other pole across from it, so they're not directly facing each other. That could still be okay, as long as the cross beam above ends up being above both of those kanas. So even if the kanas aren't exactly facing each other, if the cross beam also goes at that angle, right, and is directly above each of the cross beams, that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay. That's what he says. So let's look at it inside. He says, "Im shnei akonim shalamata ena mekuvanim zek keneged zek." The two kanim, the two posts on the side, are not directly across from each other. Then what do you need to do? Sarach l'tzamtzim shekana elyon shalgab. You have to make sure that the kana above, on top of them, yegam kein ba'achason, should be at the same angle from each other. Mechuvan neged shnei akanim shetaktov. It was that crossbeam above has to follow the top of wherever those two side posts are, so that
even though now the crossbeam will be at an angle, that's not a problem because the actual side posts are at an angle. The main thing is that the side posts and the kana above have to directly be above and below one another. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'mchiver ha-kana ha-elyon l'shnei ha-konim o le'echad mehen min atzad. What happens if the crossbeam above is not on top of the kana on the side, it's not on top of the side posts, but rather they are attached to the side post itself from the side, not on top of the side post. They are attached to the actual side posts themselves, min atzad, and it's not above the kana is on the side. Lo mahani, it's not going to work. Because Atzuras HaPesach, it means that the kana above, what we're calling the crossbeam, can't go across the middle or even at the even towards the top of the post. It can't be attached to the side post because that's not Atzuras HaPesach. Atzuras HaPesach is where the crossbeam above, the kana above, is mamish above the two kanas on the side. And now, listen to the Mishnah Brura on this. Samech Dalad bin Atzad Perish Shalom Nasana Elyon Al Shnei Akonim Oindim. It means he did not put the top crossbeam on top of the two side posts. El Chibru Lem Bin Atzad. Rather, he tied it to the side, which you could do. For example, let's say you had a cord or a string, so you could tie them to the side post, and it's not going to be on top of the side post. It's just going to be attached to the side post. If you say no, Doma Le Pesach Shem Mashkof Niton Al Shnei Amzuzos. That's not like a Pesach. Because a Pesach has the mashkof, the lintel, on top of the two mezuzos, on top of the two side posts. B'dah, and you should know. The mashkof mekel ha-taz. There is a taz that happens to be mekel in the following scenario. Afilu aso min atzad. He holds that you could do it and attach it to the sides of the post. Im aso b'gova ha-kana b'shava. If you made it flush with the tippy top of the kana. Im ha-kana. Mamish. Where since it's totally flush, the kana is not going to at all jot out above the cord. Let's say you mamish tie the cord just to the top of each of the sides of the side post. But it's the top. So you don't have any of the side posts protruding above. So the taz allows that. But he says that basically has the since it's flush with the tippy top of the side post, even though it's attached to the side, it has that appearance of being on top. However, he says, "Kol achronim cholkin alav." They all argue on this taz. Usfirlu and they hold the ba'inu sheyachevel al gabei akonim amish. All the other achronim say, "No, it's not going to work unless the crossbeam, this cord that you're using as your kana above." Again, it could be a rope, it could be a string, has to mamish rest above. Doesn't have to be resting on it, but has to be directly above each of the side posts. What happens though if the kana above, let's say that cord above, is sunken in, okay, to each of the two side posts? What does that mean? Shenechak tzas bakanim. Where they basically made a groove, right? So you have these two side posts where you go ahead and saw out a little groove on the top of the side post where you could put the cord inside the side post. So on one hand, it's not on top. Why isn't it on top? Because it's going into the groove. But on the other hand, it's not on the side because you placed it on top. So he says, but the problem is you still have the kunim going above that rope because since you're putting the rope or the string in the groove, it's not. It has an appearance of the side post going above the cross beam. So he says, so you have the kana on two sides of the groove going above this kana lamala. So there, mistapik aprimagadon. Aprimagadon has a suffix. Okay, guess what? He's mitzadid b'zela hachmir. He's machmir because he says at the end of the day, what do you have? You have the kana on the side going above the crossbeam, even though the crossbeam has actually been placed on top of the side beams but resting inside them because you carved out a groove in the top of the side beam, side post. But he says, however, what happens if you don't have the side post actually protruding above the cross beam rope that's going on top of the side post? You just made a little bit of an indent, a little bit of a groove on top of the side post, b'emtza in the middle. La'niach ha'chevel, in order to put the cord so it rests inside the top of the side post, she'emunach b'to, so it rests well in there. V'lo yishdal shalamates, so it won't go ahead and fall down. Shapir dami, that's going to be okay. The mikri zeh al gabo, because that's going to be al gabo. And the problem with this, the Prima Gadim is Machmir, is where you rest it on top of the side post, but the grooves are so deep that when you rest it inside, the side posts themselves go above the height of the rope that's going across. And then he says, what's also a good move? Bechein in Noyetz Masmir, Berosh HaKana. Also, if you go ahead and you put a nail on top of the Kana, V'kosher bochevel, and you wrap around it a cord. Shapir dummy, that's good, that's ideal. The munach milamala neged hakana, because then it's going to be mamish resting above the kana. V'mkara chachut saviv hakana. Now he has another shtick. What happens if you wrap the cord around the top of the side post, which we said is not good, okay? And as we said, everyone is chaylek on the taz. He says, but there is a way you can make it okay. How? You wrap it around the top of the side post till it gets wrapped around enough so that the top of the cord, as it's being wrapped, goes a little above the height of the side post. Then gamken kasha. Then it's also going to be good. Because the idea is that the cord or kana above, what we're calling this crossbeam above, has to be above the actual side posts, directly above it, and as long as it's above it and directly above it, it's going to be okay. In yachol l'smoch al ha-telegraph, I guess they used to have telegraph poles, like we have telephone poles. In the scenario of a tzuras ha-pesach, ayin b'tshuvas maimer mordechai, simen lamen aleph, u'b'tshuvas sho'ol u'meshiv, ma'adu rakama, chelik beis, simen pei vav, u'pei ches, b'tshuvas bei shlomo, chelik alef, simen lamen aleph. Obviously, if you're going to go ahead and use the telephone poles and things like that, and you're not going to go ahead and create and make sure you have ropes mounted on top of the telephone poles, what are you going to have to do in the telephone poles? You have to put up your own types of lechis, your own side posts attached to the telephone poles so that you have your kana that's going to be directly below. Right, your side post is going to be directly below the string and rope that you're bringing across. We continue on. Samachay lo mahani. So it's not going to work, he said, if you go ahead and you attach the cross beam to the side posts themselves, not above it. That's what he says. If you put another kana tachas ezemakom, let's say it's attached to the side post. So what you can do to fix it is attach another kana to that side post and make sure it's below, right? So that now you have a good kana. Tachas eizah makom shoyim min atzad. If you put it under the side post that was where the crossbeam was attached to his side, it's going to be kosher. However, he says, mikom makom yesh lishlof kana apostle. It's ideal to actually move, if you can. Obviously, with a telephone pole, it's going to be very hard to do. If you could go ahead and move away the puzzle side post that it's attached to, that would be better. When they are rowing, because people are going to look at it and think, oh, that's good. You can just go ahead and wrap it around the telephone pole, and that's going to be good, not so pushy. We continue on. He says the kanim on the sides have to be strong enough to be able to hold up a very minimal door. Even if it's made out of the little piggy that made the house out of straw, or out of reeds. It has to be able to hold up a door made out of straw or reeds, a very minimal door. That's how strong the side posts have to minimally be. However, the kana above, that's sugi b'kolshu, that could be the most minimal of minimal. Bafilu gemi, even these strings of ropes made out of reed grass, mahani, is going to work and be functional. Samech vav, gemi, so you have these strings made out of Grass reads, Mikol makom, oso gemi tzara shalo yinatel ad eruach. He says, it still has to be that that string cannot be so feeble that a wind will break it off. If the wind breaks it off, then it's not going to be good. He says, even so, it's more the kana that's on above is still more kal than the side post. Why? The ones on the side, you can't even have them, it's very important, you can't even have them move at all. Since the kanas on the side have a din of machitza, and a machitza, as you know, if the machitza blows with the wind, it's not a machitza. No, that could blow with the ruach. You have to be careful. You have to be careful that the ruach doesn't totally remove it, doesn't totally knock it off, doesn't totally break it off. But if the wind blows the crossbeam above, no, ain't the kach klumet not a problem. The ikar machitza, because the core machitza is totally in the shnei akonim ha'imdim minatzat. The ikar machitza is based on the side post. The yesh ma'achronim shemachmir mazeh. There are achronim that actually machmir, and they hold that even the kana al gabayan can't blow, and it has to be very tight. According to them, when you make the eruv al yedei chevel with a cord or a rope or a string, sarach lemaschal, you have to tighten it bechazaka kadesh shelo yinidu aruah, so the ruah doesn't go ahead and blow it. Yud beis kippa. What about an archway? That's you have an arch above as your acting as your mashkov. Perush shara asri kippa. Right, you have an archway above the doorpost. In yesh biraglea, if the legs, meaning if the side posts, dainu kodem sheiskil lezagel, if this arch that's basically going, what's the arch? The arch is basically two side posts that then eventually become an arch above. So you have these two side posts that are then arching together above. As long as before it starts to arch above, it is ten tfachim on the side. I mean, before it starts arching from one side to the other. If you have 10 tfachim of side posts, asar tfachim, then it's viteres, we should suras ha-pesach, we should burak, kodem sheyasiyah, sam zayin. It's on a loma, the loma tzarfinan, the koma eagle. This means that we don't go ahead and join up where it starts arching to the height of the goba asar tfachim. Tzarech liyo, suras ha-pesach. Imam ha-shin, suras ha-pesach, which means the side posts themselves have to be yud tfachim. There's a couple of other interesting ha-aras that the Bar Halacha points out that any width at all can satisfy the kana elyon, the crossbeam above. It can be the most minimal string. And also, ideally, this is we're going to see later on in Shin Samech Gimel, Sif Vav, that ideally there should not be a space of three tfachim between the Tzuras HaPesach and the wall to which it connects. The Shas HaTzchak, however, such a space does not invalidate the Tzuras HaPesach, as long as the overall width of the Tzuras HaPesach is greater than the space next to it. Ayin Shem, there in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Samech Gimel, Vav, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel, and the Bar Halacha there. And also, neither of the side posts can be inside a house or surrounded by a gate. That's also later on in Shin Samech Gimel. And that's in Shin Samech Gimel, Sif Katan, Kuf Yud Gimel.